podcast.
Okay, so we've been talking this morning about being caught red-handed. This is all because a friend of the show, AB, this has blown up and it's now going to be a story on A Current Affair. But it all unfolded on her Insta story. Thieves broke in and stole her Tesla, but because it's a high-tech car, she was able to track them down using the app, stop the car on her app, and they've been arrested.
Yeah, so this is trending right now, but you heard it here first. But 131060 is our number. Let's go to Caitlin on the Central Coast because, Caitlin, you've got some news for us on how they go about busting people when it comes to the major retailers.
Got some intel.
Yeah, so I used to work for a company and we went to different stores, but my store was Target. We used to work undercover, so one day I would look like a professional, another day I would just roll out of bed in my pyjamas and go to Target for the day in my pyjamas, and I would bust people all day stealing.
What do you mean? So you were like undercover boss but not the boss?
Well, I'm just undercover security.
Undercover security. So do you have a police/security background, or can anyone go and get this job?
No, I had 12 years experience in the security industry.
Okay.
And how often would you bust people?
Depending on the time of the year, but definitely around Christmas, it would be at least one person a week.
That's what Em said. Our last caller said it spikes up around Christmas time.
Peak thieving time.
How shifty would people be, Caitlin?
Some people were really, really obvious and some people weren't. But as I was saying to the producer, that there would be like a dollar amount that you would have to go over if you were to get arrested.
Oh.
But if anybody that I would catch, and there's a lot of rules and regulations that go around this, and like you really have to like cross your T's and dot your I's before you can actually pull. But I would catch them and then pull them into the office and then call the police, and then the police have to come and then they get a fine, and if it's over a certain amount of money, retail value, then they have to go to court. And,
what's a certain amount? How much is it?
So much admin.
How much?
Oh, it's a lot of admin. I can't remember, but it's. Oh, I don't really want to say. Actually,
don't say. Just don't steal. Like the point is to not steal.
Because then they're going to be like, oh, it's under $100. Okay, well then I'll go shopping.
I don't think I've ever seen someone in Target in pajamas. That would be the sus thing for me if I was shopping in Target and I'm like, God, that chick's just rolling around in her PJs. That's a little bit odd.
I've seen it, but you know what
wear,
I mean.
Like, yeah,
like, it doesn't matter what I was wearing. Like I just, but like people would steal mostly makeup, toys, and shoes, and there was a definite pattern.
That is so strange.
And it was a really cool job. I mean, it sucks because you feel bad for the stores, and then people say like, oh, but these big companies, they make heaps of money, and it's like, it doesn't mean that you can steal because then they have to put their prices up next year.
But you're stopping the thieving. You're one of the good guys. Yeah. That would feel really good if you've got all these people trying to steal stuff and you're like, no, don't do that. You catching them is a good thing.
And I just have to say, there's like a lot of massive stores and a lot of small stores do it. It's not just Target. There's heaps of places that do it.
Doing it anymore? You're out of the game, are you?
Oh, I had a baby.
Congratulations.
Congrats.
What's your baby's name?
Harvey.
Mate, this is really dragging out if we're now asking Caitlin what her baby's name is.
When this someone is has really a baby, time to wrap you'll understand up one day, mate. It's really nice to know.
You've got to do it.
Well, congratulations, Caitlin. We're super pumped for you. And thanks for calling our show.
Good on you. Thanks, babe.
No worries.
One of the good ones, Caitlin is.
One of the
good ones. She's on the right side of the law.